Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Lonaker again this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading an account from Matthew chapter 15. This is always an inspiring account that took place in the Bible. It's one of my favorite passages that I read in the scripture just to see the faith of this woman, and we're just going to read the account and then expound on a little bit. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. It says, "And Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, Send her away, for she crieth after us." Just want you to picture this with me. You know, here she's a Gentile woman, and she's crying out to Jesus for help for her daughter. Her daughter has a devil. And it says Jesus did not answer her a word. It must have came to the point she was crying after him so much, the disciples were finally just tired of it and said, "Master, send her away. Just get rid of her. Send her away so she quits bugging us, quits bothering us. She's a Gentile woman. Don't let her bother us. Send her away." And so they cried. The disciples said, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." You know, that crieth, it wasn't just a one-time cry. It must have been a continual cry. It must have been, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Must have been over and over. "Have mercy on me, O Lord." You know, there was a continual crying because the disciples said, "She crieth after us." But he, Jesus, answered and said, he finally did answer her, and this is what he said to her, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." In verse 25 it says, Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Again, she just came and cried out, "Lord, help me." This woman was desperate. But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." You know, most of us would have gave up. You know, someone ignores us, we have a tendency not to bother them again. We let them alone if they ignore us. But this woman knew who Jesus was, and she did not give up. She didn't care that he ignored her. And then on top of that, of ignoring her, he called her a dog. Now, I know most of us at that point would be really offended. Okay, he just called me a dog. I'm not going to find help from him. I'm going to leave him alone. But again, she knew who he was. And she said, "Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." She didn't care that she was called a dog. You know, this is one reason that this is one of my favorite passages. This woman was ignored. She was called a dog. And yet, she continued to cry out for help. She did not get offended. She truly believed. And it's a challenge to me, you know, in my life, you know, as we face challenges, if we get ignored or if someone calls us a name, you know, do we get offended or do we go faithfully on serving the Lord? And then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So because this woman did not care, she was ignored, because she did not get offended, because she worshiped the Lord, in truth and spirit and cried out in desperation, the Lord heard her cries. And it's a good example for you and I, no matter what situation we're facing, we can continually cry out to the Lord, and He will help us. He will strengthen us. If we don't get offended, if we don't, just turn to our own way of thinking, but just continually seek the Lord. It's a very inspiring story, and I hope you're inspired by it this morning. May God bless you, and thank you for listening. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we do bow our hearts here before you, Lord, and thank you for your goodness and mercy towards us, Lord, that you desire, you test us at times to see if we're true, Lord, and I believe that's what you are doing to this woman. You are testing her to see if she was true, and Lord, sometimes the things we go through are to test us to see if we're true. And I pray that you help us to pass the test, Lord, for your glory and honor. Father, forgive us where we don't fail the test, where we don't pass the test, Lord, and fail. Father, just forgive us, I cry out. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. And if you would ever like to talk, feel free to call me at 260-466-4899.